Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
The coronavirus peak is coming in New York, and so is more help. Correspondent Louis Martinez.
1,000 additional military medical personnel headed to New York are from the Air Force and the Navy. Arriving over the next 3 days, they'll help medical facilities strained by coronavirus patients. Some of them will head to the Javits Convention Center to assist hundreds of other military medical teams now treating patients who have tested positive for the virus.
That's not all. Governor Cuomo says the state has secured a plane load of ventilators from China, and Oregon is sending some of its own to help, too. The Chinese government is facilitating that $1,000 ventilator donation from the founders of the e-commerce giant Alibaba. And Oregon's Governor Kate Brown says she's sending 140 of their machines.
We have roughly 800 ventilators in the state right now. A portion of them are being used. Roughly 40 are being used. And based on the information that we have at this time, we will be in good shape in terms of ventilators over the next several weeks.
Governor Cuomo has said New York will help Oregon if it needs ventilators later. Despite this, the governor says the state is still working on plans to make state hospitals give any spare ventilators to help harder hit areas. Volunteers are on the way, too, some 85,000 of them, plus medical students allowed to graduate early to help. More than 2,000 of those volunteers are from out of state. Mayor de Blasio is asking for still more, telling MSNBC the Trump administration created a national enlistment system to send medical professionals to hotspots. He says the country is still not on a wartime footing. The outbreak took a terrible toll in New Jersey yesterday. Governor Murphy announced another 200 deaths in one day. That means the state has now lost nearly 100 more residents than it did on 9/11. Governor Murphy says particularly sobering is the fact that numbers include more than 4,300 positive tests. And if you're going to the grocery store in Hoboken or if you work in an essential business there, you'd better get used to covering up. The city's Office of Emergency Management has ordered all workers in restaurants, supermarkets, pharmacies, and more to wear a face cover and gloves while serving customers. Customers also have to wear face covers. Mayor Ravinder Bala told 1010 Winds.
This is by no means a substitute for social distancing. That is an absolute requirement. When you're outside, we are encouraging people to follow CDC guidelines.
Now, 4 people have died of the virus in Hoboken with 184 cases. And New Jersey has ordered flags, New Jersey's Governor Phil Murphy ordered state flags to have staff in memorial of the coronavirus outbreak, and Westchester is now following suit, too. The county exec in Westchester has ordered flags to be lowered there in memory of those who have died of COVID-19. Give them some space. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams calling on grocery stores to prioritize checkouts for first responders and healthcare workers. He says it's already happening at one store.
To all first responders, hospital workers, and healthcare providers, a Food Town is making it clear, all first responders will be brought to the front of the checkout lines if they introduce themselves to their management team or associates. They're clearly stated they are appreciating our first responders.
Adams says all the stores should do the same. The call came after several unions representing frontline workers raised questions about safety when they buy food. Adams says folks are not only working, they're risking their lives on the job, they're struggling for basic necessities when the shift is over. The NYPD lost two more members to the outbreak. Auxiliary Police Lieutenant Pierre Moyse, a 26-year veteran, died last week. And School Safety Agent Lindsay Mosley, also a 26-year veteran, died Friday. NYPD says nearly 6,700 officers were on sick report as of Friday, 18.5% of the uniformed officers. Just under 2,000 members of the department, civilian in uniform, have tested positive for coronavirus. And officers continue their patrols to shut down any businesses that are not obeying the social distancing rules. They shut down some 5,000 bars, 1,300 supermarkets, and 3,200 personal care businesses, two arrests and 17 summonses. With the coronavirus outbreak heading toward its peak in New York, the state and city are getting some help. 1,000 additional military medics are coming to the city to ease the burden on local health crews. Some of them will go to the Javits Center to treat patients there. The state's also getting some help with ventilators. Governor Cuomo is saying they've secured a plane load of them from China, Chinese government facilitating the 1,000 ventilator donation from the founders of the e-commerce giant Alibaba. That's not all. The state of Oregon is sending 140 ventilators. And in addition to the ventilators and other equipment, the state is also getting thousands of volunteers.
It's good that we're not at the apex because we're not yet ready for the apex either. We're not yet ready for the high point.
Governor Cuomo signing an executive order allowing medical students who were slated to graduate to start working right away, plus 85,000 medical volunteers, 22,000 of them from out of state, serving as reinforcement on the front lines.
That is correspondent Trevor Ault. Now, while volunteers and ventilators are coming, city hospitals are still in desperate need of PPE, personal protective equipment.
The shortage of personal protective equipment here is the worst at public hospitals. Dr. Wayne Riley is president of the SUNY Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn. It's a state university teaching hospital.
Early this morning, we only have about 1.5 days left of surgical gowns. So we're going to get creative. We're going to use rain ponchos. We're going to use garbage bags. And again, this is the point where we are.
Dr. Riley said he's very worried about his doctors, nurses, and other staff members getting infected and losing them at a critical time. Steve Kastenbaum for 1010 Winds.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.